Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be, there it is, and in a nutshell for an adult, if somebody said to me, "What is this? It seems like you're worshiping the dead, those who've gone before," I'd say, no, not at all. But see, we believe in the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, we know that God is flowing and existing in each and every one of us, and that together we see Christ. And oftentimes, many of those people are not in our lives the way we'd like them to be. Some are dead. Some are living and far away. Some are in a different place in life where we need to remember the saint that was the child that is now grown. Not that they're not a saint, but all sorts of different ways. And all of those emotions, all those feelings that you're going to have when you're sharing these lighting of these candles, I just want to honor that, just as I would honor whatever feelings you have when we grieve the loss of somebody. But I also want to unveil and lift up that reality that the gift of grace and love and life in Christ Jesus is that there is something more, is that that image of God is but a reflection, and that we come together to know God better, knowing that we all only know in part, and yet to lift up those relationships that each and every one of us have had that have helped us to grow closer in God's love. Indeed, I wonder if those other relationships, how many of those, if you kind of take that effect of taking off of each other, generation after generation, how we have been affected by one another, by people that we will never remember at this event. In other words, I remember Henry and Minnie Kurtz, my grandma and grandpa, and I know some of the stories, but I also know that in a few more generations, a few more of those stories in my family will become farther memories. But I also am aware that some of those things have shaped who I am and some of my stories that will be remembered a little bit longer, hopefully, to my children and to their children, that they will shape them, and that hopefully together we have a better understanding of God. Now, there is a story of a church, something like ours, but not ours. It's a story about a church who, like many churches, had some people just show up. Two children showed up at the church, started coming to everything, just seemed to be around. 8 and 12. They were neighborhood kids, but they wanted to be a part of the church. It looked like they just thought that this was fun and wanted to be a part of everything. And the pastor had realized that and saw this as such a gift, but he also realized that their parents weren't in their lives, in their faith lives at church. And so he wanted to see where that was and to talk to them a little bit about faith. And the older son, Jimmy, was kind of playing at the church outside. And he said, "Jimmy, can I talk to you for a little bit?" And they sat down for a moment, and he said, I just had a couple questions for you." He goes, "Okay." He goes, "I want to ask you, where is Jesus?" And he was trying to get at this image that's somewhat similar to some of the questions that we have been answering and talking about in our children's sermon right here. Where is Jesus? But of course, Jimmy heard that question, and he goes, like many 12-year-olds, I don't know. And the pastor, thinking that he's getting somewhere, tries again, but basically says the same question. He goes, "No, Jimmy, I just want you to talk to me about where you think Jesus is right now." And Jimmy's wasn't taking that quite right. The pastor saw that, but didn't know what to think. He goes, "Pastor, I don't know." And finally, he says it one more time, "Jimmy, it's okay. I just want you to try to explain to me where Jesus is, okay? I'm just trying to have you answer that question." Well, Jimmy ran at that point. Jimmy ran, and he got his brother, and he said, "James, we got to go. We got to go. They can't find Jesus, and they think we took him." It's totally a joke. It's a bad joke in some ways. But I like it because here's the thing. There are so many miscommunications in our life in Christ Jesus and in our faith lives. There are so many ways where we're not able to share and understand how God is working in our world. And it's so vital to who we are as the people of God that we find a way to acknowledge that that reality happens, that we can miscommunicate, that we can struggle with one another, but that together our images of Christ help one another. You know, it's part of our logo. Together we see Christ in that logo, and that's the idea of those four pieces that come together to share the inverted cross that's only there with all those pieces there. The same way in our lives, we have a better understanding of Christ with each and every one of us. But it makes me realize one of the pieces that Nadia Boltz-Weber lifted up in her book that we read this past year. The question she posed that I want to leave you with is this: what if the person you've been trying to avoid is your best shot at grace today? Just let that sink in for a moment. Let me have you hear it one more time. What if the person you've been trying to avoid is your best shot at grace today? The image of God. It comes to us in so many ways. But to understand and to realize that God is working in ways that we do not expect, it calls us as a church to come together. It calls us as the people of God to continue to find ways to connect with others. Yes, connect with those that are here that you've loved, that you're going to look at and say, those are the saints of the church. But also to connect with those that maybe are not on your first page of people that you'd name as saints. To realize that together we see Christ means we continue to be called to reach out beyond what we see as our limits. That doesn't mean we can all do that perfectly, and I understand that. But I want to lift up the fact that in that understanding of saint is the understanding that we are also sinners and that we are all broken people. As we go into this time of election and all of these things that bring turmoil in our world today, can we continue to be a church that says, you are welcome here, and I want to find common ground with you because I believe in Jesus Christ we are called to find this common ground. This voice is the one that's not always easy to say but always important. And as we talk about All Saints Sunday, I hope that we can leave with that image staying with us, along with the reality of the images of all of those people in our lives. But remember that we sometimes romanticize, especially those who've gone before us. And whether it's a parent who's gone, we can talk about those days that we struggled with them and we didn't walk away. Or maybe we did for a day, maybe even longer. But now we know we love them. And they contributed to our image of God. Talk about that person who has gone so long ago that now you reflect and you see that through them you understand how you can live your life better because of something that they did, even as you struggled with them. There's a whole lot of conversations to be had around All Saints Sunday. I'm going to leave you with that. And as we light these candles, by the way, I'm going to add a third station right here so that we have lots of room, that you remember that God is at work in your life and in the lives of others. And the saints that you recognize as you light this are but a little glimpse of all the saints that are coming in your life. Amen.